So welcome to this Lenten prayer service. I'm glad that you could be here. For the rest of the week, I'm going to have this recorded so that others can tune in. So if you're listening through the week, welcome to you as well. Let's begin as we gather around the Christ candle today. We light this candle and give thanks to you, O God, for its light, its warmth, its constant reminder of your holy presence among us. As darkness pushes into our lives, we pray that your love light pushes back, shine in this time that we might discern our way through your word and into your call for us. Now, I'd like to invite you to join me responsively in the first reading, the Psalm 19, verses 7 to 10. I will read all the verses, but I invite you, if you're listening right now or joining later in the week, to join in the bolded pieces. So let us offer this reading together. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired than are they than gold, even much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey, and drippings from the honeycomb. As we have heard this most holy word, let us sit a moment in reflection as we listen to some music. I invite us now to come together in a time of confession. Let us offer this prayer together. O God, we confess that we often come to you, your light, reluctantly, afraid of what might be revealed when we enter into your presence. In our reluctance, we often miss opportunities for your grace to shine on us, and through us, to shine on others. Shine on us that we might be healed. Forgive us that we might find new life in you. Amen. Hear now this assurance of God's love. The night might be long, but God's love is endless. As dark as it might seem, God's light shines through. We are a forgiven and embraced people. Thanks be to God for such a love as this. Amen. Where the previous reading was responsive, and I invite you to take in this reading from our gospel, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10. It is our reading from today, this Sunday, the story of the rich man coming to Christ. As he was setting out on a journey, a man ran up and knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, What must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus said to him, Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and your mother. He said to him, Teacher, I have kept all these since my youth. Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said, You lack one thing. Go, sell what you own and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. When he heard this, he was shocked and went away grieving, for he had many possessions. Then Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, How hard it will be for those who have wealth to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And the disciples were perplexed at these words. But Jesus said to them again, Children, how hard is it to enter the kingdom of God? It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. They were greatly astounded and said to one another, Then who can be saved? Jesus looked at them and said, For mortals it is impossible, but not for God. For God all things are possible. Peter began to say to him, Look, we have left everything and followed you. Jesus said, Truly I tell you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for my sake and for the sake of the good news, who will not receive 100-fold now in this age, houses, brothers and sisters, mothers and children and fields with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first. As we have heard this, our holy scripture, let us take a moment to reflect on what they mean to us, what they mean as we strive to be followers of the way. Let us pray. Take us as we are, O Christ. We come before you this day with our prayers, our burdens, our worries, our joys, and our celebrations. hear us as we open ourselves to you in this moment. We feel your presence. We feel you beside us. We feel you within us. You are the light that warms us. You are the one who guides us. You are here, O Christ, just as you are in every moment of our lives. You meet us on the road as you did the rich man, and you call us to follow you. Give us the courage that we need to answer eagerly, yes, to give not just a portion of ourselves, but our whole selves over to you. We pray for the many people in our lives who are struggling with illness. Some struggle with physical limitations, others with mental illness. Still others struggle with emotional brokenness. Touch us with your healing hand. Bring us to wholeness and new life in you. Guide us, we pray, on this road from where we are to where you would have us be, from who we are to who you would have us be. We give thanks. Thanks for the many blessings that we are afforded in this life. For the love that we find in our friends and family. For the new relationships that come from a passing stranger. We give thanks for the many ways that you are found in those people. You are in the loving touch of a parent, the caring support of a friend, the unexpected help from a stranger. You, O Christ, are a part of all our lives. In this moment, we open our hearts to you, offering up the prayers that are too deep for words, prayers that long to be screamed, but cannot find word. Enter into our hearts in this moment. Lift those prayers. These, O God, are the prayers of your people. These are the prayers of thanks, of concern. These are the prayers of a people who know that they are blessed and long to be a blessing to others. Hear all our prayers as we bring them together in the one that Christ taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Before we finish this first session together, I'd like us to offer this prayer together. Let us pray. This candle goes out, but our hope endures. Walk with us, we pray, O Shepherd of our hearts. Guide us to one another. Guide us to you. Guide us on a path bathed in your light. Amen. As we part ways this night, I invite you to go with the love of God in your hearts, with the peace of Christ in your hands, and with the power of the Holy Spirit at your backs to share the good news that that you find along the way of this Lenten journey. Amen.